First up, Christopher Conover brings us this look at a town hall meeting on health care reform that was held by Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
As President Barack Obama winged his way across the country on Air Force One Thursday, he picked up the phone and spoke to supporters on a conference call. His purpose was to drum up support for health care reform and to drive home the point. He told them, quote, "If we don't get it done this year, we're not going to get it done." He made similar remarks the night before at a fundraiser in Los Angeles.
Now's the time to create a 21st century healthcare system that provides high quality but lowers costs for families and businesses and ultimately for our government. And we're going to do everything we can to achieve comprehensive healthcare reform, not next year, not 5 years from now. We're going to do it by the end of this year because of your help.
Closer to home, health care reform was also a major topic of discussion. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords spoke with 1,000 people at a health care town hall meeting at Saguaro High School.
So over 20% of all of our federal tax dollars right now go to Medicare and go to SCHIP and to Medicaid. Together, if we don't do something, these entitlement programs, including Social Security, will reach 100% of all of our expected revenue by 2040 if we do not address the system and reform the problem.
And in Arizona, the number of uninsured is acute, according to the Congresswoman.
Almost 20% of all Arizona residents are currently uninsured, and a big portion of that down in Pima County. Almost 80% of the uninsured have at least one person in their family working either full-time or working part-time. And Arizona has 219 physicians per 100,000 population, well below what's required and well below the national average of 279.
One of the speakers at the town hall was Dr. Richard Carmona, the former U.S. Surgeon General. He says there are some basic facts about health care that must be understood.
The fact is, we are a nation still divided by our health metrics. If you're African American, Hispanic American, or Native American especially, you will come to health care later, you will cost society more, and you will die sooner. We should be outraged that those type of divisions still exist in the greatest nation in the world.
After spending years in Washington, Dr. Carmona said one of the problems with health care reform is politics.
The fact is that many of the public health issues that you all think you understand and can't figure out why something doesn't happen, they become the most divisive in government. And it's not that people don't like each other. They have different opinions, and they, stake out their claims.
But elected officials weren't the only ones to give their opinions at the meeting. It was, after all, a town hall, and residents had something to say.
Although people with a serious mental illness have a high prevalence of modifiable risk factors, many have little access to primary care services. This must change.
I am now over 65. And I'm in the VA system, so I have coverage. And I think it's really unfair that I should be so privileged because of my age and the things that I've done in my life that I should have coverage and other people don't. And therefore, I think that it's important that we all have insurance.
We cannot forget these family caregivers who work round the clock and learn on the job. How can we compensate and support these family members that work and act as health caregivers?
Meanwhile, at the state capitol in Phoenix, a proposal working its way through the House would amend Arizona's constitution by barring anyone from being forced into a health care plan, even if that plan is run by the federal government. Tucson State Representative Phil Lopez thinks that's a bad idea.
There is no problem that this proposal that we heard in health committee on Tuesday addresses. My first question to the sponsor of the bill was, is there anybody that's requiring somebody to be insured? Compelling is the word. And the answer to that was no. So my first question, so why are we here? Why are we doing this?
Last November, Arizona voters defeated a similar ballot measure. But if this latest idea passes both the state House and Senate, the issue could be back in front of Arizona voters during the 2010 election cycle, regardless of what Congress and the president do. And that could set up a legal showdown between Arizona and the federal government. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.